It's now time for Connecting Caregivers with author, speaker, caregiver advocate, and talk show host, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for caregivers.
All the caregivers around the world today, it's time to lift you up. It's time to celebrate. Good morning and welcome to Connecting Caregivers on the TAN Talk Radio Network with me, Linda Burhans, the gal who cares for the caregivers with love, laughter, and lessons learned. And I have plenty of all of that. And with me, as always, is my best friend, my co-host, and my sidekick, not psychic, Lynn Thornley.
Hi, Lenny. Nice to be here.
How are you today?
I'm doing really well. Can I say happy birthday?
Yes.
Happy birthday, Lois.
Oh, happy birthday to Lois, and happy birthday to Devin tomorrow. So we got to say our all happy birthdays. We want to also salute all our vets. We have Veterans Day coming up. And last week, my Kiwanis group planted 425 flags in honor of the veterans.
Wow.
It was very cool. And that little wow that you're hearing is our new friend, Rose, and she's here with her son, Rick and Corvia. Welcome, Rose.
Thank you very much. This was just reminding me of when I became a cadet nurse, and that was just so wonderful, something that I would never have been able to do because you couldn't afford your nursing career.
Yeah.
But during World War II, they needed nurses. The nurses went overseas, so they were looking for almost anyone who could start the nursing program so that they could man the nurses mm-hmm. in the hospital. So that's what I did, and I was lucky.
Were you in the service, a branch of the service?
I was a cadet nurse corps.
Oh, is that what it's called, the cadet?
Cadet nurse corps.
You could put a flag up
for your
mother.
You got to get a flag for her for next year.
What's up?
You got a flag this year? Oh, cool. Oh, you should go by and take some pictures. That's a really cool thing.
Has your mom seen it?
Oh, it's up all the time.
Oh, you don't put it up at the
post office.
Oh,
we were saying you should do the Kiwanis one next year.
I see.
Because each flag goes up and each one has a streamer, and it has the name of the person and the branch of service and the years that they served. It's for anybody who's alive, mm-hmm. deceased, or whatever. So the first year we did it, we had 25 flags. And this is the fifth year, and we have 425.
Wow.
And I am the youngest one in my Kiwanis group. So we are very small but mighty. So it's very cool. So, you know, I'm very grateful to all our veterans. I was lucky this week that I got to visit with my friend Jean Alvarez. She's also a veteran. We met when I was her guardian on the honor flight.
Wow.
So that was really wonderful. Also, a reminder that it's National Family Caregivers Month. And there are caregivers everywhere. And Lynn and I want to acknowledge everything that the family caregiver does. Because many times the family caregiver gets looked over. They figure that's just something you're supposed to do or you're not really a caregiver. If you're helping someone with food, medication, doctor's appointments, if you're worried about them 24/7, you're a caregiver. You know, it took me a long time to try to educate people that they were caregivers before I could help caregivers. So I honor and I'm grateful to each and one, every one of you. I also want to give a shout out to our newest listeners. We have Raina in Riverview, Sam in Ohio, and Chicky in Pennsylvania.
Welcome.
Chicky.
I like that
So
name.
Welcome, Chicky. You know, I have a little tip here. One of our listeners sent in an email to ask our chiropractor, Dr. Schumann, can chiropractic help with TMJ dysfunction? And this is what the doctor says. The answer is absolutely. There are several muscles that move the mandible jawbone. For various reasons, these muscles can become dysfunctional, and the chiropractor can utilize the activator to treat this problem. For those who don't know what an activator is, it is a tool that chiropractors use to deliver a gentle impulse to the desired area with the goal of restoring motion or function. In a study published by the Journal of Chiropractic Medicine in 2015, 14 patients showed a dramatic reduction in pain, totaling 80% reduction over the course of 5 to 15 visits. Wow. So each case is different and may require more or less visits, but you can do it. And I have the link to that study, and I will put it on the website.
And it hurts.
It hurts.
I had it, and it hurts.
Yeah.
Okay.
So take, you know, too many people suffer with stuff where there's a solution, and this is a whole natural solution. There's no, you know, there's no surgery, there's nothing like that. And I used to have TMJ years ago.
Yeah.
And between chiropractor and acupuncture.
And here you are.
Yeah, here I am. Another on my jaw.
Did you ask him about tinnitus?
Yeah, well, that's a whole other conversation. Well, maybe we'll do that next week. Also, I'm always talking about caregivers, and a caregiver emailed me this week, and I want to share it with you. It says, Linda, I feel really good about how I took care of Mom, but I didn't feel good about how I took care of me. What is the old saying? Do as I say, not as I do. I didn't eat right, sleep well, and was in a state of constant stress in her last months when decline accelerated. I wasn't good at asking people for help specifically. I found that when people said, how can I help? I didn't know what to say. It was just one more challenge for me. Here's things I wish I would have said to family and friends. Can you visit Mom during the week and not just on the weekends? That way you could help with doctor visits and the increasing mini crises that occur. Can you bring over a dish so I can eat dinner with my children after rushing back from Mom's community? Can you ensure Mom has enough to eat and drink while we're together for the holidays? Can you give me a break, however small? It's so hard raising two children while also taking care of Mom.
Wow.
My admiration for people like you who every day choose to make a difference, and please take care of you. So caregivers, please take care of yourself. You know, and I say this all the time on the show, and I put something on Facebook last week, and I said, it was the thing about the, you can't take care of yourself. If you don't take care of yourself, you can't take care of anybody else.
Right.
And the woman sent me a message back, and she said, I don't want to take care of anybody else. I am exhausted. I can't do this anymore.
Wow.
Well, I ended up just sending her my phone number and said, call me. And we called and we chatted. And she was very, very, very overwhelmed. And I ended up, I went over and I met with her. And we just needed to find some time where her mom could just sit still for a while. Her mom's really, really active and like following her around the house everywhere. And she's like, just not any time. So we got an MP3 player. And put some of her mom's favorite music on there from the day.
Wow.
And now her mom, each day, will sit in the chair for like 2 hours and listen to the music. Mm-hmm. And just enjoy the music and give her some time just to breathe or to do the dishes by herself or to whatever kind of thing. And now she's starting to use it at nighttime too, and her mom is sleeping better. So her mom's sleeping better and then she's sleeping better.
Wow.
So many times there are solutions. But you need to reach out to somebody. And I'm so glad she reached out indirectly, you know. So be aware of your friends and your neighbors that are caregivers. And if you see that they look like deer in headlights, or they look like their eyes are hardly open anymore because they're so exhausted. I looked at the caregivers that came into my support group this morning at Arden Courts, and the one woman is exhausted. Literally exhausted. She's been in the group for a long time. I know how she looks normally.
Right.
And you can see that, you know. So get to the support groups, find out, you know, how you can get help, because there is a lot of help available. A lot of help available.
Vaughn's here.
What?
Vaughn's here.
Oh, yeah, and I didn't say hello to Mr. Vaughn on the boards today.
Hey, how are you guys doing today?
I'm yakking away, as always. Thanks for helping us out today.
You got it.
So, Rick and Mama Rose, let's chat a little bit. So, I know recently your husband passed away.
That's right.
And now it's a whole new experience for you, life after that, huh?
Yes. And really, that's a time when other people who come around really make a difference, because you only know one life, and then suddenly it's gone, and you think, why do I get up in the morning? I don't have anybody to care for. That's exactly it. And but I am really happy that, fortunately, I have 9 children, but...
God bless you.
Now it's a fortunate thing. Back then, when the bloop, bloop, bloop milk thing, not so much.
What are you talking about, the bloop, 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 bloop milk thing? Tell us about that. What are you talking about?
Every morning, I would get up in the morning, and, you know, when... We would get the milk outside, and then...
And the glass bottle.
And you had the bottle. And every morning, the first one who would get a glass of milk, they would like the boopity boop. So every morning, they'd fight, and then One morning, I'm so angry, I'm going, boopity boop, boopity boop, boopity boop. Did you have your boopity boop, boopity boop? All right, here's your boopity boopity boop. I think I had it up to there.
Yeah, I think you probably did with nine. I know my mother, when she used to serve us, you know, some kind of canned fruit, like plums or different things. There better be the same amount in her bowl. Oh, my sister's are right. Mm-hmm. I mean, she used to have to count them. Mm-hmm. And the cake had to be measured.
Oh, yes. I want that one. No, yes. I want that. Yours is bigger than mine.
Uh-huh. You got a rose on yours.
But with nine, that's not so easy.
But now, it has turned around to be a good thing.
Oh, no. It has been a really good thing. Actually, I moved to Florida, and they kind of moved around me instead of the other way around.
That's nice.
And I mean, they're there every morning. Somebody's at the door. Somebody stays with me. No, they're.
You have a whole team.
I have a whole
team. That loves you.
Well, I mean, I'm just fortunate. Really, I am. There's. They come any time of the day or even the night. Even my grandson has decided that he stays with me in the one bedroom. I mean, we have three bedrooms. Mm-hmm. I have three bedrooms.
Yes.
It's not we. And he said, well, you have an extra bedroom. So at night, he stays there. And just, I think, so I wouldn't be alone.
Because he loves you.
But at any rate, like I say, he's busy all day long and all that. But it is kind of nice. I think I don't really need him, but if I did,
That's the whole thing, if you did.
And it's nice to look forward to somebody coming home. I live by myself.
Right.
When I know my granddaughter, sometimes she comes and she stays for a week, you know, like if she has extra schoolwork, she knows it's good. And I look forward to her coming home from work at night just saying hi to me.
Yes.
And, you know, it's nice to have that.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people live so far away from their families.
Right.
They don't have that opportunity.
Yeah. No. I know even my brother, who lives only about 20 minutes away, but once a week he and his girlfriend will come over and say, all right, we go out to dinner. This is Thursday or this is Friday or different
nice.
Little
and
things.
I would say, take me away.
I never say no.
Good for you.
I hear that you've made a new friend, Alexa.
Oh, Alexa. Turn on the radio. Give me some music. They find all these weird things for me so that I'm not alone. And I thought, I don't know how it feels to be alone if you're, you know, the music's playing. Alexa, I'm tired of that. Try something new. And,
yeah.
And she does.
And she does. And she never gets aggravated.
I know. Isn't that great?
It's wonderful. Some days I have an Alexa. I love Alexa. And I'm usually a pretty early riser in the morning, but every now and then, you know, you don't feel like getting out of bed.
Right.
So I go, Alexa, play Uptown Funk, and that's like a rock and roll song.
And then
I have to get out of the bed and
get
do a little dance or something.
Get
so, Rick, what else have you guys taught Alexa that has helped out with Mom?
Well, we have reminders for don't forget to take your vitamins. Don't forget to put on
your
life alert.
Yeah, your
life alert necklace. And we spend a lot of time there, so there's reminders for us as well. Thursday's garbage day. Alexa will remind us, take out the garbage.
Because you're not used to that.
Right. And just one thing
great?
After another.
It's
and anytime
fabulous.
We think of something, or there's something going on tomorrow, we'll have a reminder. Remind Mom tomorrow at 11, Uncle Gene's coming over, or her brother Gene. So just all those little reminders. And then we also have a chalkboard, because there's so many of us in and out, you forget things. So the person who's there the day before will write the date on there, the date, 2 o'clock, so-and-so's coming over, 5 o'clock, be ready for cards. And we play lots of cards, don't
lots
we?
Lots of cards.
Well,
cards.
Now, I saw a video on Facebook of you
that
playing
was
cards.
Funny.
And so what's the deal? Tell our listeners, because I think everybody should play cards this way.
All right, so Rummy was starting to get just a little bit old, so we had a couple extra rules thrown in. If you got caught with an ace in your hand, you had to dance. If you discarded a card that was a rummy card, you had to sing a song. And heaven help you if you did both. But you know, just trying to add a new twist to something that we love to do. And cards is something that she's really good at. This she's a shark, and you never see it coming. It happens so slowly. Next thing, let me put this here, that. You lose.
Yeah.
Do you play bridge, Rose?
Yeah, no, they are good. But it is nice to know that somebody comes in the evening and just drops by, and or somebody comes in and I look in my refrigerator. I thought, where did that come? But now at least they come and they write the dates on them.
So yeah, that's always a good thing. Yeah,
because
oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Otherwise, I say, do I dare to eat this?
Right. And you don't want to waste something either. No, it's good if you really want it. And didn't you like Rick, didn't you go move the pots and pans and talk to a little bit about that? I want to address that a little bit. It's a few things that people don't think about.
Well, when Dad passed, I spent a month at Mom's house just because there was a little bit of a
because you're the favorite one.
No, you're not allowed to say that. They're all watching.
Oh, okay.
So the first thought was, well, Mom can't live alone in the house, so she'll go live with this one or she'll go live with this one. But we forgot to ask her what she wanted. And she said, I want to live in my own house. So I took the first month and moved in there to assess whether or not, you know, the house was left in a safe condition. And, you know, I'd see her climbing on ladders to get the toilet paper stored in the garage. And so we made changes just to make sure that everyday routines were something that a 95-year-old woman could do.
And you're not 95.
She's 95.
Wow.
And then we had people
no
coming in every day.
Here.
People coming in cooking all the time, and you'd forget, you know, who left the stove on, and it was a problem, or you walk away. So we also put this device on the stove so that it's a motion detector. So if somebody starts the stove and walks away for 5 minutes, it automatically shuts off. So
I didn't know about that one.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. So, I mean, you have to push one button before you start, but otherwise you start making your oatmeal in the morning, and the phone rings, and somebody comes to the door, and her house is a
busy
swarm of bees. So it's easy to forget stuff like that. So that's been a real blessing for us, too, just a sense of calmness for us.
But if you're standing there stirring it, it doesn't go off?
No, there's a timer that senses movement, and it sets 5 minutes.
Away.
And when it stops seeing movement, it starts a timer.
Isn't that brilliant?
Wow.
There's so many things out there that you just got to... Was it on Amazon?
I mean, yes.
You find everything on Amazon.
Right, Amazon, yeah.
But there are so many things that can make things easier, and it's things we don't think about. And I hate to see somebody suffering with doing something hard when they could be doing it easy.
I thought of another important thing that we did with Alexa. We programmed in all the children's names, and we also put Alexa call Joe Larry down low. So if Mom was to fall, she would see, what's that down there? Down real down low, it says, Alexa, call Richard Dominic. Or, you know, we had to put each of our first and middle names because it was too many Incorvias. It was, which one? Would you like to call Joe? Would you like to call Tom? Would you like to call Bill? Oh, shut up, Alexa.
Wait a minute. What they did is I have one grandson who happens to have been divorced, and you no longer really want to live with your parents, but you really don't want to live alone. So somehow or other, they got him and said, would you like to live with Grandma? Well, now he has his own place, so he feels like, I take care of Grandma, which he doesn't. You know, he's there at night, and I know he's there, and that feels good.
That's a nice feeling.
Yeah. That there's just somebody there in case you got sick or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, or the weather got really bad or something, you know, things happen.
Yeah, in Florida, the weather, if it goes from 90 to 80.
Yeah. No, but we do get them little hurricanes here and there every now and then, and you never
know. I got
my
sweatshirt out this morning when I went out.
Oh, you're kidding.
Yeah, it was 68, and
you must live in Florida.
For many years.
Oh, my. So have you lived here your whole life?
Oh, no. After we retired, I was working as a... I was still working as a nurse at
Uniroyal
at this place where they only had one nurse and they had all these...
1,000 men.
Men that were working over there. And I was enjoying it very much. And at some point, my husband decided, you know, he was the superintendent there at the plant. He decided it was time to quit, so he put in his thing for saying, okay, I'm finished.
His resignation.
And then he says, well, I now retire and we'll go to Florida. I said, but I didn't retire. He said, well, retire. I said, I don't want to retire. What do you mean you don't want to retire? Well, I love my job. Well, and then finally I thought, well, actually, Joe, I've only worked 8 years at this place. If I work two more years, at least I have some kind of a retirement from this place. I did have from another place. So that seemed kind of reasonable. It drove him crazy. I remember one day, it's lunch, and we would bring our lunch in a certain place, and he just appears, and he brings lunch for me, and everything. He was just so lost. It was like, what do I do now that,
yeah.
Because he was the head man on this
whole
place.
And now he's home all by himself.
And now he didn't know what to do. So I thought, what is he doing here? It's lunch. I brought lunch for everybody. I think it was, this is weird. But after the 10 years was up, I thought, I'm really enjoying this. I mean, he would have dinner ready for me when I got
home.
He never cooked. He never did a thing in the kitchen, but he was enjoying learning to do all this. And I was enjoying all this new stuff. So after the 10 years, I said, I think I'm going to work a while. And the next day he came home. I am going to Hollywood, Florida. If you want to come, you can come like we planned. Otherwise,
I'm going.
With or without you. I thought, oh.
Now, how many years were you married then?
How many years were we married then?
50.
So a long time. Okay.
So at any rate.
He wouldn't have lasted 2 weeks.
But did you go to Hollywood first? Is that where you went?
My sister, we would go to Hollywood for a few days at a time, and my sister lived there, and they had different apartments and stuff like that. And we did finally buy one, but I didn't want to stay because I was enjoying working. I was the only nurse, and I worked in a men's plant, and it was
the bomb.
But finally, when he said, I am leaving, I thought, oh, no, I don't want to lose this guy.
No.
Yeah, sometimes you got to make some choices.
And the next day I went in and I said, I'm retiring in 2 weeks.
Aww.
And I was never sorry that I retired because we had a wonderful time in this. It was a great community in Hollywood. We went there immediately. He ran the show because that was what it was used to
doing. That's what he did.
That's right.
We need to pick up from this. I got to hear from our sponsors first, and then we'll talk a little more. So don't go away, because you know the story. If you don't hear from them, you don't hear from me. So stay tuned to Connecting Caregivers Radio. We'll be right back.
Are you looking for compassionate and dependable home care for you or a loved one? Assisting Hands Home Care, serving Pinellas and Pasco counties, can help.
The day came that taking care of my mother was no longer the best thing for me or for her. Between kids and a job, I couldn't give her the attention she needed and deserved, and I was overwhelmed. So I reached out to Assisting Hands Home Care. Now I can see what an important decision that was, and I feel confident that my mother has compassionate and dependable caregivers who help her to stay happy, healthy, and home. Today, I'm able to visit with my mother and enjoy our time together, which is exactly what we both needed.
Assisting Hands Home Care. Call today for your free in-home consultation. In Pinellas, call 727-748-4211. In Pasco, call 813-280-4383 or visit assistinghands.com. When you can't do it all, give Assisting Hands a call. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call. VoxLife realizes that people of all ages and walks of life are focused on wellness and optimal performance. Wellness consumers are looking for products that will enhance the quality of life and are asking for natural, safe solutions for more energy, pain relief, and enhanced mobility. Well, VoxLife is the answer. VoxLife has harnessed the power of neuroscience and neuroactivation and spent 6 years developing HPT. HPT instantly improves the user's strength, energy, stability, balance, and range of motion while providing natural pain relief. And this is done so easily with their socks and insoles at a very affordable price. I know when I go to the gym, I can see the difference immediately when I have my VoxLife socks on, and they also have helped many of my caregivers and their families. For more information, go to voxlife.com/caregivers. They've helped me and they can help you too. That's voxlife.com/caregivers.
I see trees of green,
red roses too.
I see them blue
for me and you.
And I think to myself,
what a wonderful world.
Okay, caregivers, now it's time for the caregiver affirmation. Take a minute. Take a deep breath. Sit down. Close your eyes if possible and just listen to these words. I know on my journey there is help and hope. I affirm that I am a good caregiver, that I try my best each day, and I recognize that I deserve to have my own needs met just as much as those for whom I care. I promise I will not allow myself to be consumed by my caregiving role, and I will set aside time in my busy schedule just for me. I am mindful of the other caregivers in my life, and I will let them know that I appreciate their efforts. I am grateful for the people that walk beside me. I will take good care of my own health physically and spiritually, drink enough water, eat quality foods, allow for time to rest and to exercise, laugh often, if only at myself, and seek medical attention for my own health concerns. I am who I am, and I allow others to be who they are. Today I will add one item to my assisting angels list. Then if someone calls to say, "Let me know if there's something I can do," I will be ready to accept their offer and provide them with the opportunity to assist me. It is an honor to be of service of others, and I will not deny my friends and family this honor. Okay, think about it, caregivers.
Yeah, you know, caregivers, when somebody asks if they can help you, just say thank you very much. Last week in one of my support groups, one of the women says, "Oh, my neighbor came over and he offered to mow my lawn and edge it," and she didn't say another word, and we all looked at her. And finally she said, "I said yes." Oh, I told him he didn't have to clean up the edging. We're like, "No." Let him clean up the edge. But we all applauded. It was so good because it's a start. It's tough. And like I say all the time, you know a caregiver, just go do something for them because it's hard for them. They got enough on their mind already. So just do something. So Mama Rose, let's talk a little bit more here. So you were married for 72 years.
Right.
What did you teach Joe?
I think he taught me a lot.
Probably you both did, but because you grew up together.
Well, actually, Joe was a very, very serious person. Like he was, where he worked, he was the boss, and he always knew just how to tell people what to do. So it was really rather hard when we retired and he was going to tell me what to do, and that was not going to work very well. And we had to get to the point where you realize, wait a minute, we're both on the same level here. Yeah. You both retire. Some things I like to do, some things you like to do. And
well, I always say you have to figure out what your new dance is.
Exactly.
Your new dance is, because it's not the same dance as it was before.
No. So I remember when we went to Hollywood, Florida, and we bought a condo there, then he became the one who, whatever the needs were, and I became the chairman of the entertainment. Well, that was more fun.
Oh, yeah. That's right up my alley.
Let's take a trip here. Let's take a trip there. Well, let's go see this Broadway show. Of course,
yeah.
I was, I did all the fun things, but he was very good at taking care of everything. So,
so the balance.
And he still had a purpose. He, you know, he went from corporate, and he still had a job, and he still wanted to do that.
And that that worked beautifully. And I had a job. It was fun. I had the fun job. But actually, that was fun for him. He had to run something.
Well, it gave him something to think about every morning when he woke up. What's the next thing that needs to be done or whatever?
And I remember when he finished college and they took a test and they said that wherever he would go, he would run the show. I said, tell me about it.
Yeah. So how long did you stay there in Hollywood for?
Oh, gads, we stayed there almost until maybe like 10 years before we finally moved to where we are now in Safety Harbor, Florida.
But, I love Safety Harbor.
But we
Harbor.
Loved it. Oh, I love it. Yes.
So nice.
Right.
It's
yeah.
So nice.
It's a slower pace on this coast.
The East Coast
is much faster paced.
You have it. That's really true. Yeah. Yeah,
all the New Yorkers go to the East Coast, and the Ontario people, the laid-back ones, come to this coast.
Oh, you got that one figured out.
Yeah. Well, I'm from Canada.
Oh, all right.
Eh?
Was that hard to come over here and change things the way?
I love Florida.
Well, she went from Canada to New York to Florida.
No, and stop in Pennsylvania. We owned a motel in Pennsylvania.
She's owned a motel in Pennsylvania.
You owned your own.
She owned a motel, her and her husband.
Wow.
And boy, did we have fun.
Oh.
I'm from Oliphant, Pennsylvania.
Pardon?
You were in Oliphant, Pennsylvania.
No, Scranton, Pennsylvania.
Scranton. Not far. It's in the Poconos.
Okay. Oh, you're
not far.
Oh,
40 miles or something.
We used to go to the Poconos every year.
We loved
that.
Yeah.
Oh, we would have our family reunions there at the Poconos.
Beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, no, that was perfect. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah, we loved it, too. We had great times there in the Poconos.
But I like Florida best.
Florida. Yeah.
Except for this chilly morning we had, but I'm getting over
How
it.
Dare you, chilly morning. You know what it could be like, don't you?
Well, my cousins are visiting from Montreal, and it's snowing back there.
Oh, no. Yeah. I don't know snow anymore.
I don't want to know snow.
No, no.
And they don't really either, but when you're from Canada, you can't move to the States unless you're sponsored or you...
That's right.
You know, I married into it.
Oh, you...
But you became a citizen.
I did. My sister didn't. My sister's down here, too. But she's still a Canadian.
Wow.
Yeah.
I figure I get my money here, I spend my money here.
But don't you have to spend so much time in Canada when you're Canadian?
No, she's on a green card. But if you're just visiting, she's a green card holder.
Okay.
So she can be here all the time, but my cousins can only come 6 months.
Because they're just visitors.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay.
That's interesting. So, Rose, what keeps you so upbeat?
Upbeat?
Yeah.
Rick and Dave and Joe and Tom and Bill and Bob and Rick and Henry and Mary Ann and Jean.
All right, you have 9 children. How many grandchildren?
Oh, gads. I kind of have lost count. Can you
go
back?
You count all the spouses, throwing a few X's, we're over 100.
Wow.
It all started from her and Joe.
Isn't that amazing, eh?
Boy,
our reunions are pathetic next to yours.
Oh, no.
I think we should just go to the theirs. They won't even know we're there.
They won't even know that we're not part of it.
Exactly.
Or care.
Oh, no. Our reunions are wonderful.
I bet they are.
Because everybody has to entertain. And so we get up there, don't we have, we have
it's like
the
Heidi's
best
family.
Time.
Isn't that
yeah,
fun?
No, we
quite
love
the dancer. This one,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I
well,
hear stories
dance.
About her danced card 5 deep.
Yeah. Oh no, but we all were tap dancers, you know, as we grew up. And
what fun!
Yes, it was fun. I remember on weekends we would go someplace. Even when we were very young, and I'd be sleeping, and Mother would say, wake up, Rose. You have to go over there and tap dance now. So for maybe be 10 o'clock, you'd go over there, tap dance, and go. But it was fun. It was
yeah.
fun.
Tap dance is fun.
Do you still have reunions?
Pardon?
Do you still have reunions?
Yes, we still have reunions. And they're
in Florida?
Well, this last one was in North Carolina, and we rented, 8 log cabins, We rented 8 multifamily log cabins all within walking distance of each other, and we were just at everybody's
That's
house.
Perfect.
Cars
oh, how
a different
fun.
Place. It was so much fun.
We rented a pup tent and the whole family could fit in it.
Hey, there you go. Yeah, we're Lynn and I are going to Michigan in May. And I have a ton of cousins there, and my cousins are coming from Rhode Island. You know, somebody's
great.
Getting married, and we're looking forward to it. And that's what it's like there. We're all together. We're on the lake.
It's
we're doing our
right.
This time of year, it's beautiful, right?
Yeah.
But we're going in May, which will be end of May.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It'll be warmer. Okay. There she is with that warm
yes.
again.
Yeah, she just can't help herself. She just can't help herself. So, besides keeping your kids keeping you busy and everything, what kind of hobbies did you have?
What kind of hobbies? Well, I always loved to dance. My thing was dancing. And when I was in Hollywood, Florida, I was always on the entertainment committee and get the kids and have, not the kids, everybody, to do their own skits. You know, you put on a skit. And on weekends, it was nice. At the clubhouse, you would go over to the clubhouse and different people would entertain at different times. And it was fun. And they had played on the music, and you dance, and I love to dance.
Well, tell me a little bit about, Rick said you had a dance card that was 5 deep or something.
Uh-oh.
Tell. I think some of our listeners might not even know what
All
a
right.
dance card is.
Why don't you tell them maybe how you met Dad?
How did I meet Dad?
Yeah.
I was a cadet nurse, you know, and we were 50 miles away from where I lived. And only once a month could we get a weekend off to go home. But on the weekend that I was off, I had a date. What the heck, who wants to go home? Because we were in a Catholic nursing school, and you had to be in at 7:30, except like once a month, they would give you till 10 o'clock.
Wow.
So that's how it went. But
your mother made you come home?
Oh, yes. No. My mother said, you haven't been home for weeks. What, have you given up on your family yet? I said, but mother, I have a date. She said, so break it. So I had to break the date.
Was it with Joe?
No.
Okay.
No.
So I broke the date, and I came home, and then I'm sitting there like a brat and saying, ha, so I'm home. What do I do here? She said, well, call your girlfriend. So I just said, oh, my old girlfriend. I called her. I said, what do you do in this one-horse town? And she said, nothing. And mother said, oh, we're going to the VFW. Wouldn't you like to come? And we go, oh.
Please don't make us go to the VFW.
With those 90-year-old people. And then the girl says to me, she said, there's nothing to do here. You and I will dance when we go there. So I said, I guess that's better than staying home. So we went to the VFW, and when they started to play music, we looked at each other and we were laughing. We said, look at all these old people.
What are we doing here?
Yeah, what are we doing here? She said, let's jitterbug. So the two of us get over there and we're jitterbugging, and then all of a sudden these two boys come and they poke us. And I thought, wow, where did they come from? They were young.
Yeah.
And good looking.
Mm.
So then found that Joe had just the day before gotten out of the service. And he
was looking for a girl.
So Mama was right. Come home. Mm-hmm.
So he said he ran up to me, and then he left that day, and he went home, and he said, I met the girl I'm going to marry.
Aww.
And he said, his mother said, who is this girl? I don't know her. At any rate, everything I said, I thought he had a line. He said, how come I don't know you? I live in this town. I said, well, I go to school in Cleveland, and that's 50 miles away. He said, oh, I'm going to school in Cleveland, too. I thought, oh, brother. And he said, I just got out of the service. I thought, oh, yeah, sure you did. And he said, I got out 2 days ago, and I'm going to start going back to college. And I thought, sure. You know, everybody gave you a line, especially during the wartime.
Yeah.
So I got back there, and I think I wasn't there 10 minutes, and the phone rings, and he said, here I am. I just signed up for school. I'm going to finish college. I went, Wow.
He's for real.
Did you like him yet? Or you weren't sure? You know, like, that's got to be a little shocking.
No, it wasn't that I didn't like him. He was cute. He was good looking. But I thought, he's full of baloney, you know? How does that happen? You go to school in Cleveland. Oh, I'm going to school in Cleveland. How come I haven't seen you? Oh, I've been in the service. It was, what a line that every boy gave you.
Right.
Only his was real. So I was really shocked.
So how long after that before you got married?
A year and a half, because he had a year of school and I had a year of school. And so as soon as we finished, I started working as a nurse. He started working at the Illuminating Company.
How long after he met you at that dance before he asked you to marry him?
Oh, he was ready. He went home and he told his mother he met the girl he's going to marry. And
when did he tell you?
It took a little while before I warmed up to him, because during World War II, or any war, you met a guy, he met you, they gave you a line, they're trying, you know,
right,
whatever they can get.
You want to get busy.
So that's the way I figured it. So I really didn't.
Maybe we better
him.
Go to the VFW.
So.
All right. We got to hear from our wonderful partners, and then we'll be right back. So don't go away. Stay here with Connecting Caregivers Radio.
Choosing the right chiropractor is an important choice to make. Located in Seminole, the Alexander Spine Center team is trained on the latest chiropractic treatments and technologies. At Alexander Spine Center, you'll find chiropractic and physical therapy care that is safe, effective, and a natural approach to pain and other health-related issues. Chiropractic unlocks your body's potential and natural healing process to ensure your life is a healthy life. We treat clients from the womb to the tomb. Call 727-397-3000 for a free consultation today, or visit our website at www.alexanderspinecenter.com.
They take good care of me twice a week. And did you know they got the Reader's Choice Award for 2019 for the best chiropractic in Pinellas County? So check them out. Arden Courts is an assisted living facility designed to care for those that are struggling with dementia or Alzheimer's, where families and residents can feel the freedom with a nurse on site 24/7. Arden Courts provides specialized memory care in a safe and nurturing environment. They recognize every individual's physical, mental, and social needs and provide a secure environment that fosters independence for as long as possible. Walking paths, visual cues, and home-like amenities invoke a sense of freedom and independence. At Arden Courts, their goal is to make your loved one as comfortable, independent, and healthy as possible. They offer 10 hours a day of activities and programming with a unique setting of a home-like environment and 4 theme houses. It warms my heart to see how happy the residents are. Please call or stop in to talk with a representative. Arden Courts of Seminole at 727-517-7800, Largo 727-559-8411, or Palm Harbor 727-771-1600. Give them a call.
Guaranteed to make you laugh through your tears, Linda Burhan's book, Good Night and God Bless, is filled with humor and heartfelt inspiration to aid anyone facing the challenge of caring for a loved one at the end of life. Her story offers hope for human strength and understanding of weaknesses during a difficult time. Life doesn't normally prepare us to become a loved one's caregiver. When it happens, it's usually sudden. A diagnosis of an illness, age-related frailty, dementia, and life suddenly is anything but normal. And because we don't even know what we don't know, where do we turn to for help or guidance? In Connecting Caregivers, answers to the questions you didn't know you needed to ask, Linda offers information, education, and inspiration from her own experience and from experts whose advice, practical tools, and personal stories will empower and guide you. Make sure to add these inspiring books to your collection today, available on Amazon.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
And we're off. You know what it means when you hear those horns? It means get a pen and paper, because Lynn has good stuff to tell you, right, Lynn?
I do. Not a lot, but I do.
Okay.
On November 13th, from 10 to 1 p.m. at St. Catherine of Siena Catholic Church at 1955 South Belcher Road in Clearwater is a free seminar on making the move. There will be memory screenings and a virtual dementia tour. Linda Burhans will be the guest speaker and address your concerns about your loved ones as they transition to assisted living.
Please come. If you're not planning already, please come, because I'll tell you, a virtual dementia tour will make a difference in your life. When you go through a virtual dementia tour, you will find out what it's like to feel like a person that has dementia. And every caregiver that I know that does it comes out of there saying, thank you. It gave me a better understanding. It gave me some more compassion. So please come. The memory screening will be going on all day, even during the time I'm speaking, because it's most important that those people get that. So please come.
It's this week?
Yeah, it's this week.
What day?
November 13th. 15th.
I don't know.
You know me. I don't all know right. what. It's, I think it's Thursday. Hold on, let me look.
Oh, I can't go.
Why?
I have to take my cousins to the airport. Anyway, my next one is on November 15th.
It's Wednesday.
On November 15th from 10:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. at the Pasadena Community Church in St. Petersburg is a special event for caregivers and their loved ones. From 10:30 to 12 p.m., you can mingle with adoptable cats and dogs from the SPCA. From 12 to 1 p.m., Dr. Kate McCarty, dementia coach, will talk about caregiver strategies for the holidays. For more information, call 727-209-8282.
Dr. Kate is brilliant, and believe me, we all need strategies for the holidays.
Yes.
Whether you're a caregiver or not.
True. On November 26th at Countryside Mall at 10 a.m. is the Countryside Walking Club and Memory Cafe. If you're living with dementia, please call. Please join Dr. Kate and the Dunedin Memory Cafe folks for a great walk, good engagement, and fun. Meet at the P.F. Chang's entrance at 10 a.m. If you don't want to walk, join them to purchase your lunch at P.F. Chang's at 11:15.
So a memory cafe is different than a caregiver support group, because a memory cafe, you bring your loved one with you so that everybody gets to interact together. And some of these walking ones, some people, it's difficult for them to sit around a table and talk, mm-hmm. but if they're walking, they'll open up and they'll start walking. So we're trying to find, myself and Dr. Kate and some of the other people that are out there, any ways that we can find to get people mm-hmm. to get out and to be talking and to be sharing and to be finding new ideas and finding new solutions. You know, when the woman came into the support group this morning, I said, how did you hear about it? She actually heard about it from her doctor's office, which was cool. And you could see she was struggling with her most recent diagnosis. Her husband and her sold a big house, moved to a small place. He wasn't happy about it. He has dementia, so it was, you know, like a big deal. And she said, well, what am I going to find out here? And I said, just tips and different people that are going through the same thing as you are and different ideas and resources. And she said, what kind of tips? And I said, well, I'll give you one of my tips, for example. I said, if your husband is going to the doctor's on Friday, don't tell him on Monday. I said, because he's going to be asking you all week long.
Is it time?
She said, oh my God. The other night he was up at 2:00 in the morning dressed, ready to go to the doctor's. I said, so here's your tip. Don't tell him until an hour before you're going. Then he doesn't have to be apprehensive thinking about it and waking up in the middle of the night and thinking it's time for him to go to the doctor's. You don't have to answer 50 times all week long, when are we going to the doctor's? And she said, oh my God, that's brilliant. And it's not really brilliant, it's not my idea, but it is what it is.
It is.
It is what it is. So these are the little tips you find out in support groups. These are the kind of tips you listen when you go and you hear somebody speak. This is not the stuff you're going to read in a book. You know, it's real life tips with what's going on. So I suggest that you do that. So Rose, what's some of the last things you would like to tell our listeners? About
when you're talking about Alzheimer's, my mother-in-law was only 70, and I remember that so well. And she'd be sitting down, and the tears, they would just run down her. And so I realized that just sit there and talk to her, Mom, we love you, we want to talk to you. And I just, even if she wouldn't answer me,
She knew you were there.
Yeah. So I would keep talking to her and tell her about the times we did together and how much fun it was. And it was that she felt, she knew something was wrong.
Yeah.
She knew it. She couldn't say it. My father-in-law was very, very distressed because she was the one who took care of everything.
Yeah.
And suddenly, this man who didn't even know how to read and write, but he took care of his family financially and all, that suddenly everything was thrust
on
upon him.
Wow.
And it was all...
And it's much more difficult for the man. It really is.
It
because we're natural
much,
caregivers.
Yeah, that's very true. It was very difficult for him. And at night, he'd get up and she'd be gone. So he had to learn all kinds of tricks.
Yep.
Not only did he lock the doors so she couldn't get out, but then he learned how to turn off the stove so it couldn't go on again, because
right.
she would
so
turn
she couldn't
on,
hurt herself.
She would turn on the stove, and she was doing all kinds of things. But what really amazed me at all the things that he learned to take care of her and make her, and he, because she did everything and she loved doing everything. Suddenly she couldn't make dinner or anything. He couldn't even boil water. He learned to do that.
He loved her.
He was so good. He'd say, Virginia, sit down. And he'd be putting things in front of her. And what he'd put there, she'd eat. Otherwise, she would not eat. But I was so amazed for a man who, well, financially he supported her, that he could do nothing around the house.
Right.
He learned to do all that. And he would sit with her. Come on, Virginia. Here, have another bite.
Aww.
And it was...
I love him.
What a beautiful love story,
yeah.
I thought that it was.
That is a beautiful love story.
He changed places with her. He didn't resent it.
Yeah.
That was beautiful.
I have to tell you, it's been wonderful having you on the show today. Oh. You are absolutely delightful. And you know how much I love you, Rick. I'm just so glad that you're here today, and I like caregivers, you know, to be able to hear this, because there's a good part of caregiving and there's a good part of aging, and people lots of times don't think about that. And I'm hoping when I'm 95, I'm doing what you're doing, Rose, and I'm a guest on somebody's show, because that would be a cool thing.
No,
thanks so much for being here.
I've been very
Rick,
fortunate.
Tonight.
Thank you
love
very
it.
Much. I forgot, and I was on the show. I thought I was just coming
just you
to
and
talk
me.
To you.
My friend Rick is also an author of a whole bunch of books. And where can our listeners find your books and your website, Rick?
On Amazon, or just authorrickandcorvia.com. Thank you, Linda.
Which is very cool. That's how we became friends, actually. We hooked up.
Or go to Linda's page and you'll find them.
You'll find them by me, too. It's not a problem. Thanks so much for tuning in today, everybody. You know how much I appreciate you. I know caregivers' time is very precious, and you don't always have that time. But you know, if you can't listen live, you can listen to the podcast, and forever and ever you'll be listening to us.
Thanks to look forward to.
I know, my grandchildren are like, it's over. You got my face and my mouth for the rest of your life.
Which is nice.
Which is nice. It's all good. I wish I had more of that with my grandparents and stuff.
Of course.
Remember, God loves you all the time, and have a delicious day.
Close your eyes and think of me, and soon I will be there to brighten up even your darkest night. You just call up my name, and you know wherever I'll come running.